I stay here, I've been having so many blessings that the Lord has really met me in wonderful ways. I prayed for the other night. The healing has begun there. I can feel a definite change in my voice. I can feel my throat's in a different condition. And the Lord has blessed me today. And in fact, this afternoon, I called my wife, and I got another blessing. My granddaughter, 6 years old, had been gone to a doctor before school in order to get an examination. And at that time, they told her, my daughter, that she was deaf, 98% on one ear and 50% on the other. And they had scheduled certain tests, but she had come up to visit us a week ago Sunday, and Saturday. So we took her to a doctor here, and he took some special tests there on it, which confirmed the situation. So before she went back, we all prayed with her. We laid hands on her and prayed with her. And today I got very good news, which have elated me to a great degree. I can feel I'm bubbling over with it, because to me it was so much. Because today I had the news that she was completely healed. The Lord has taken over.
Praise the Lord.
She's perfectly normal in every respect. And I thank the Lord for that. And I thank you very much for all the blessings that I've received here. And I think it is an encouragement to each and every one of us to know that we have a God that will answer prayer.
Amen.
That will answer every little situation we have in life if we just put our trust in Him and leave ourselves going in His hands. And I want to thank the Lord for that.
Thank you, Jesus. Tonight for one of our friends in Buffalo, a member of the Mancini family. Would you mind to give the request, Brother Young, please?
I think he fell and he broke a disc in his back, and I believe his wife had requested that we would pray for him. And he's also in need of spiritual prayer. Is kind of waxing a little cold towards the things of God also.
Hallelujah. Now let's look to the Lord that God will undertake over this man, physically and spiritually. God will really move in his behalf. Dear Lord, we do look to Thee that You'll come to this man tonight. We pray Thee, O God, that You'll work in him and that You will accomplish Your will and purpose. O God, we pray Thee that You will draw him unto Yourself spiritually. And, O God, make him to look to You and to seek You. And we pray, O God, that You'll then undertake over his physical need. And my God, we thank You that You are good for anything we'll trust You for. And Lord, we're trusting You. We're trusting You for and with this man for Your great name's sake.
Yes, Lord.
God, we pray You make His desire break forth within His heart, Lord Jesus. God, we pray that the desire for God would just break forth within Him, Lord God, that He might not rest or have a sleep, Lord, till He might make things right with You, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. He might really look to Your Word and look to You, Lord, for
grace and help, God. Amen. Yes, Lord.
I feel we ought to pray again for a woman who has a malignant tumor, and tomorrow she's going to be operated on. She hadn't been really following very close to the Lord in recent years, and tonight when we spoke to her over the phone, she said, "You know, I'm a doubting Thomas," and she just seemed to be fearful and couldn't put her trust in the Lord. And so we have encouraged her and told her we would continue to pray. And I feel impressed to ask that we remember her again, that somehow the Lord will really come to her and help her to turn with all her heart to Him and to receive help not only physically but spiritually.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Father, we thank you for this promise that you have given our sister, that you would never leave her nor forsake her, even though she has at times been wandering far from you. But Lord, bless her and help her and draw her irresistibly to you.
Yes, Lord.
This time of her extremity, this time when she is perhaps quite fearful and doesn't have perfect peace, come to her, Lord.
Amen.
Come to her heart as well as to her body, and give her the grace, Lord, to look to you and to be occupied with you. We know, Lord, it's a big order. We know, Lord, that it's expecting a great deal. But we thank you that you are merciful.
Yes,
and
Lord.
That you want to reveal yourself to her. And you want this experience to be a means of drawing her to yourself and to cause her to walk with you, to give her life wholly to you. God bless her. Give her rest tonight and prepare her, Lord, for this ordeal. Oh, God, we pray to undertake it.
Yes, Lord.
And come to her in the way that you see that she needs. For Jesus' sake, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father. Do it for thy great name. Not by your glory. Yesterday,
today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name.
Often we don't know how to pray as we ought, and we don't know what to pray for as we ought. And we're asked to pray for certain people, and we, unless the Lord gives us that prayer by the Holy Ghost, we may not know exactly how to present the need to the Lord. But I've always been impressed with the fact that we can always pray that the Lord will have mercy. And we can trust in His mercy and hope in His mercy. I'm sure there's not one person here that doesn't believe in the mercy of God, doesn't believe that His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. And we can have faith that the Lord will have mercy. We can have faith that the Lord will meet that person or even meet us according to His great mercy. Isn't that encouraging?
Amen.
And I love what the psalmist says about trusting the Lord for His mercy and hoping in His mercy. If we don't know anything else to say to the Lord, we can tell Him, Lord, I know that You are merciful and that You will deal with this situation in Your great mercy. And how often we see the proof of that. After we prayed, maybe we just didn't have too much confidence that the Lord was going to come through and do what we'd like to see Him do, but He surprises us at times. Because of His great mercy, how thankful I am that I serve a merciful God and Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will sing of
mercies of the Lord.